I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
God bless you this morning. We just give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, who is the head of our life. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning. He's also the ending. So no matter what you go through today, or what you're trying to face, or what's trying to set you up, understand that God has the last say-so, because he is that Omega. Amen. God bless you all this morning. We just give God the honor. We just bless his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And we want to constantly and continue to lift him up in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to just lift the Lord up. I'm telling you, amen. We put so much of burdens in. He did say, cast your burdens upon him. But sometimes, let's take a minute and just give him the praise. Take a minute and just thank, just give him the glory. Listen, saints and friends, we just thank God for our international listener. I know I do it every morning. I know it is what it is. But nevertheless, we just want to thank our Father. We just want to thank our international listener for trusting us, to making us, my God Almighty, their social media family. However, amen. So we just thank God for you all real quick. Amen. Also right here in the United States, we thank God for our listeners locally. We thank God for you all as well. Amen. Regardless of what part of the country or in the world you are at, we just still thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. I want to let you know something, that your life is going to be better. It's already better. Amen. It's already better, because God is giving you another chance of today. Amen. Let's take this opportunity that God has given us and just realize that our life is going to be better. It's already better. Amen. My God, thank you all, and we just give God the glory for each and every one of you, because it is a blessing. Amen. For us to have a platform just to bring to you the word of God, regardless of all this stuff that is going on in the world, we able to bring you a, my God, bring, God gave it to give us a platform to be a blessing to each and every one of you. So from the ADM family, then First Lady, we thank you, and the family of ADM, we just want to say thank you, amen, because at the end of the day, regardless of the mission and assignments that we have in our have on our spiritual plate, amen, if we don't have nobody we can help, what good is the mission, amen? We're just out there by ourselves, but because of you believing and making our job, and keeping us employed and giving us a spiritual job. And we just want to say thank you. Hopefully, my God, we pray as we walk along the word of God, we'll be able to give you something to bless your life. Amen. There'll be a blessing to you in your life. Amen. So thank you all once again. We just lift him up, and we just magnify his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Many of you right now today, my God, you may be facing something, or you may be getting ready to face something. But I really want to talk to the people, amen, because we spend a lot of time dealing with people that is facing something, and there's nothing wrong with that. And we spend a lot of time spending time with people that is up against something, amen. And let me tell you something, there's nothing wrong with that. But somehow, it seems like the people that is, my God, increasing in their life and begin to move into the things of God, they kind of get left out, amen. So I want to speak to, and I want to talk to some folks in my God, and also pray with some individuals that, you know what, that they are doing right. They put away a lot of childish things, and they begin to try to grow into the things of God. I want to help you and exalt with you this morning, that, you know, at the end of the day, amen, you probably did not have a great finish, amen, but you see your scribe is changing, and where your ending is going to be awesome, amen. Your scribe don't change, your walk don't change, your run don't change, and I want to just keep you, and I want to let you know you got to keep on going, amen. The best is yet to come. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus that the best is yet to come. You have not seen it, my God Almighty. You have not seen the best that God has for you. Amen. So I'm telling you, my God, this morning, if you want to just give God the praise and lift him up, my God. Amen. some of you, God is asking a little bit more for you. He's pushing you a little bit more. You just thank God for that, because at the end of the day, he cares enough for you to push you. He cares enough for you to tell you, come on, it's more in you. It's more that we got to do. It's more that we need to do. He cares enough for you, my God, to put you through that. And I'm telling you right now, the best is yet to come. Amen. Somebody this morning just need to take the time out and just go ahead and give God the glory. And you just need to take the time out and thank you. I know that everything in your life might, may not be perfect. It may not be right. But at the end of the day, I want to applaud you, amen, for staying in the race. I want to applaud you, even though the pressure, my God, I might get a little tight and get a little hard, get a little heavy at times. But at the end of the day, you done made up in your mind for God, for I live, and for God, for I die. So I want to just go ahead and applaud you, brothers, and applaud you, sister, my God, for keeping on and keeping on. And I'm telling you right now, my God, the best is yet to come. My God, take a few minutes and just magnify his name and glorify his name and just thank him and lift him up. Because one thing I can truly say, he is worthy to be praised. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Listen, I want to do something real quick. By God Almighty, I feel some testimonies in my belly and testimonies in my soul. You got a testimony this morning you'd like to share, you can go ahead and press 1 at any time in a broadcast. Amen. And I want to just go ahead and plug you in and plug you on and just go ahead and bring forth, my God, some inspiration to keep individuals, my God, motivated. Because people need to know that even though we're in a pandemic, God is still a blesser. He's still a healer. He's still doing a miracle work. He's still doing things, my God, in this day and time that let you know that it's still God, that over all this stuff here, it's still God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all things that you can ask for. Come on, somebody. Amen. He could do it all. Amen. So we just want to lift him up, and we just want to give God the glory, and we just want to thank him. And I'm telling you, your best, my God Almighty, is yet to come. Therefore, we declare that, and we decree it in the name of Jesus. Because why? It is due to you. It is yours. It is yours. Everything that God has for you, it is yours. I want to help you to change your mindset. I want to help you to change the way you see your situation. I want to help you the way you look at your past, because you probably looked at your plans as if it ain't going to happen, as if. And people probably been holding you accountability, giving you, holding you for 3 and 4 years of somebody who you not. Amen. Somebody who you not. But I declare and decree under the unction of the Holy Ghost, it is so. What God said about you and what God done told you in your life, that it is so. This is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Is there anybody this morning is willing to rejoice? Yes, my body might not be perfect, but at the end of the day, I'm still in my stride. Yeah, I might be having some issues, but at the end of the day, I'm still in my stride. Yeah, the job is looking funny, but at the end of the day, I still got my stride, because the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end. Come on, somebody. Somebody talk to me this morning, because I know that you are what? A endure in Jesus' name. Somebody give God a hallelujah. And I just got to give him, my God Almighty, a living room praise, a bathroom praise, or wherever you're at. Amen. Just give him the praise, because he is. Holler at your boy that is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. I just want to be on real quick and just share some things with you. Amen. Because I'm telling you right now that God is good and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. And I just want to just share a couple of little nuggets with you this morning, and especially for the individuals and the people that are building. They constantly building their life. Amen. Not everybody is dipping and diving in sin. Not everybody is dipping and diving Father, in foolishness. And I know that 80% of the message always be for people who need to get their stuff together, get their act together. But we got some people that I truly believe that is on this morning, amen, even though, amen, they probably made up their mind to get their act together on yesterday, or they probably made up their mind to get their act together, my God, first thing this morning. But however it is, I truly believe that we have some people this morning that say, you know what, I'm not about these games no more. I know what God is calling me, and I'm getting my act together. I'm ready to walk into the purpose. I'm ready to walk into my destiny. I'm ready to walk into the things of the Lord. If that's you, I want you to give me a hallelujah in the spirit. You give God a hallelujah in the spirit, because not everybody is up for that foolishness anymore. Amen. Not everybody is doing things, my God Almighty, that is unpleasing to the Lord. My walk might not be your walk. My talk might not be your talk. But just one thing about it, long as me and God know that we can keep it real. Is there any real people, my God Almighty, this morning that you know without a shadow of doubt, at the end of the day, we could keep it real? I'm telling you right now, that's who we want to talk to. That's who God want to continue to build on, because God have not forgot about you. It's time for you to go to the next level in your life. It's time for you to go to the next place in your life. And I want to hold you accountable, because you got to keep moving. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep going. Amen. I know that you're in a blessed place right now. You're in a place where, my God, you can only believe. But I'm telling you right now, you cannot stop there, because the best is yet to come. God still have more for you. Amen. God still have more for you. Like we were sharing on yesterday, amen, you cannot get things from God unless you do it God's way, amen. Many people want to get things from God, but they don't want to do it God's way. And I cannot fault them for thinking like that, because it's so much of information and ideology and interpretation of the gospel to where you can make, until where you can believe that you can approach God in any kind of way and receive from him. Amen. My God, you can just receive from him, because why? He's a forgiving God. He's an awesome God. He's all this God. Amen. And that's the way things are being explained to you. But I want to tell you the truth, regardless of who you are. My God Almighty, you cannot get things from God unless you do it what? His way. You have to do it his way. You have to do it biblical way, regardless of who come along and tells you this and tells you that. If it still is not God's way, you will not see it happening in your life. And so many people get damaged by other leaders and other people and other things in life. Because why? Because they took their word from it, and without them knowing the word of God from their self, amen, they begin to do and operate on things, begin to believe things, amen, to where it's not God's way. Saints of God, I don't care who you are, and I don't care what your rank is or what your title may be. If you don't do it God's way, you won't see it manifest, amen. You have to, my God Almighty, live by the Lord. You have to believe by the Lord, amen. You have to be a son of a daughter of the Lord. Many people, it's just like this here thing. You cannot go to Popeye's Chicken and thinking you're going to get a paycheck, and you don't do it, you don't go through the system, or you don't do it what Popeye's asked you to do. Amen. You want to go to Popeye's with a KFC, my KFC entire, or, and now you want to sell their chicken. Y'all hear me? You want to sell their chicken, but you got on KFC. Amen. And they're going to put you at the front on the register and call you. Yeah, they might be wearing KLC stuff, but guess what? They still our employees. We still love them, amen. They still good. So, you know, at the end of the week, they're going to get their check, amen. You got to do it their way. If they got a specific dress code, if they got a specific attire, if they got a specific order or structure, how to do things, amen. You have to do what somebody just yelled in the spirit. You got to do it their way. You have to do it their way. It's no different than the kingdom of God, amen. So many people try to put on something else, but they want to get a check or they want a blessing or you want a miracle at the end of the week or some point in your life, but yet you don't want to do it whose way. You want to do it, you don't want to do it God's way. You want to represent somebody else or you want to represent something else. But I'm here to tell you, amen, that for everyone that is on this morning, amen, you are doing it God's way. Why? Because at the end of the day, my God, I want to start my morning off. I want to start my day off giving God the things, giving God the glory. Why? Because he is the head of my life. Can I tell somebody today, my God, when you put God first, things will happen. When you put God first, blessings will happen. When you put God first, miracles can happen. So therefore, my God Almighty, without me prophesizing, but just going along with what the word of God says, amen, and my God, and just going along with that, I could truly tell you, and I can be honest to say, without trying to hype you up this morning, somebody got a blessing today, my God, with their name on. It's a blessing coming to you with your name on it. It's a miracle coming to you with your name on it. Things are going to get ready to happen to you, my God Almighty, with your name on it. Baby, you don't have nothing today to hold your head down. You don't have no reason today, my God Almighty, to not look for what's going to happen today. I don't care if you're facing a decision in a courthouse. I don't care if you got a verdict that you're looking at. I don't care you're waiting on the doctor to come back and give you a report. When I put God first, when you put God first, my God, I had to jump in my preacher board just for a second. When you put God first, and I'm telling you, things tend to happen. Man, shout out to everyone that woke up this morning with Jesus on their mind. Shout out to everyone. Woke up this morning and you are so thankful. You're thankful for everything. You're thankful for God doing in your life. Shout out to everyone. Their cabinets may not be full, but you still put God first. You say, God, I thank you. Shout out to everyone. Your health might not be in the best shape. My God Almighty, you might not be feeling your best, but I want to send you a shout out because at the end of the day, you still what? You still thankful. You still giving God the praise. You still putting him first in spite of. And when you put God at the head of the table, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing going to be able to come and take that position or take that place. So shout out to everyone that on yesterday, you may got bad news, you may feel some type of way, but on this morning, you woke up and say, this is the day. My God, I have to stomp my foot on that one. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad. And shout out to my Asian people. Shout out to my people in Norway. Shout out to the people in the United Kingdom. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and do what? Be glad in it. Shout out to everyone that at the end of the day, it's a push, it's a struggle, because you trying to get back into the place of your prayer. You trying to get back in the place in the spirit realm to where you were just worshiping God and just loving on him. But at the end of the day, things in life don't took the turn and making things a struggle, but you ain't jumped out the race. You ain't doing the white flag, even though you was ready to throw in it. I want to send a shout out to you as well. Somebody need to say, God, I'm just so thankful. I may not have what I need to have, but I thank you anyways. I may not have, my God, in my bank account what I want to have. I thank you anyways. It may not be the day that I was expecting it to be, or things might not look like it's going my direction, but at the end of the day, as scripture declares, give thanks unto the Lord in all things. Somebody holler at your boy. Shout out to you this morning, my God Almighty. And I want to let you know, you have to do it
God's way. That's why it's so important for you to get to a ministry or you get with someone that is holding you accountable for the word of God and teaching you how to apply the word of God in your life. Amen. Just not giving you scriptures, just not giving you a story, but showing you how to apply it for your life. Because when you do it God's way, I'm telling you right now, when you say no weapon formed against you shall not prosper, brothers and sisters, you're going to see that manifest in your life. When you do it God's way, you don't have to worry about no haters. You don't have to worry about people that got something against you or feel some type of way and thinking that things ain't going to work out for you in your life. When you do it God's way, it don't have no choice but to work out. I'm a man that I shall not lie, nor the son of man that I shall. Y'all already know. Come on, church folks. Y'all been going to church on Sunday morning. My God, that I shall not repent. Because when you do it God's way, amen, in all things you constantly give him thanks. In all things you constantly give him glory. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to have no choice but see things work out for your good. Amen. You don't have no choice. Amen. It's not the pastor that one that approved your blessing. It's not the apostle that approved your blessing. That's the scripture declares that is for the upbuilding and edification of the saints. That's just to help the saints is to be developed into the word of God, be developed in a relationship with God. But they are not the ones for the blessings. I know that people take this scripture that you bless the prophet, you get a prophet reward and all that kind of stuff there too, and all that kind of stuff there too. But at the end of the day, Jesus didn't die, amen, on the cross, amen, for another man to be accountable for your salvation, how it was in the Old Testament, where the priest, amen, was accountable for all these different peoples, amen. But God is calling you and lifting you up. I truly believe that it is so in the name of Jesus.